Our universe, or at least what scientists know about it, seemed to get a little larger earlier this month. That's when the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory, or LIGO to its friends, spotted two black holes merging 3 billion light years away from Earth. So how significant is this, and what can we learn? We turn to Brendan Mullen to find out. He's an astrophysicist and assistant professor of physics at Point Park University. Brendan, before we go too far into this, define a black hole for us.
You can think of it like a divot in the fabric of space and time itself. It's a collection of mass that's so dense that it's warping space and time around it such that not even light could escape.
Well, so I would think that the merging of black holes would be a pretty big deal. How big a deal is this most recent one that's been discovered?
Oh, this is a huge deal. One way to think about this is like the first time this detection came around, it was this great, you know, novelty, for lack of a better word. The second time was a verification of a whole new class of astrophysical phenomena. And the third time this came around, that's when we really say that, oh man, this is a whole new field of astronomy that's opening up right now. So it's like before we just saw the universe, now we can touch it. And that is a really cool thing.
Is this sort of out of our reach in some sense at this point, because we're still having to learn so much? We're still learning sometimes in baby steps for some of us.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. I mean, there's a lot of misconceptions out there that actually kind of overstate one particular type of importance for this sort of finding. And that's, you know, I see a lot of news headlines that are like, Einstein was proven right, hooray! But really, general relativity is very well established. In fact, you know, your smartphone needs to run general relativistic calculations through the GPS system that it uses to help figure out where you are on Earth all the time. It's not like we're getting this great new verification that general relativity is a thing that works. We've had that already. What this does is uses general relativity as a way of exploring this whole untapped sector of the universe. So, like, it's important because it's really neat and cool and completely foreign to our sense of how the classical world around us works. But in terms of like proving some new physics, that's going to take some time. Right now, we're kind of benchmarking what's going on with these black holes colliding in terms of what we know about general relativity and the equations that govern it. Eventually, we're going to run into some discrepancy in the hiccups of waves that wash over this LIGO detector that's been detecting these waves. And we're going to get something that's not going to make a whole lot of sense. And that's where that new discovery of how our universe works comes into play.
When we talk about an Einstein theory that people don't necessarily focus on themselves in their everyday lives, is it important to remind them of what you're just saying right there, which is, no, look back. We actually knew this part of it. Now we're learning a little bit more as we go along.
That is the nature of science. I mean, we have these big flashy moments of, hooray, this big, breathtaking prediction of capital S science was proven with observational data. And then, well, what happens next is, well, you know, the actual bread and butter of science, and that's a lot of looking at the details and seeing if there is some little place somewhere in the signal hidden within all of the noise where there's some new room for some new physics, and whether that's tweaking Einstein's original equations or ditching whole parts of them or improving them in some way with, say, like quantum mechanics or something else. Like, that's the slow, incremental, yet for us nerdy scientists, still exciting part of science.
Is the merging of black holes observable? Could you actually show this to an average person and say, look at this, what I'm describing to you, that's what it looks like?
Black holes of this magnitude, I mean, they're pretty beefy black holes we're looking at. Like, they produce a pretty sizable hiccup of head gravitational waves that we could actually discover. So these are tens of solar masses, so, you know, 20 times the mass of our sun or so, but they're pretty condensed as black holes go because you need a lot of mass to warp all that space in a small area. So we're talking about, you know, a couple hundred miles or so in diameter. And we're placing those at a distance of several billions of light years. And remember, each light year is about 5 trillion miles or so. So you're trying to pick out something that's really small, astronomically speaking, over a large distance. And just kind of fiddling with the numbers here, it's kind of like using a telescope on Earth to try to pick out individual atoms on the surface of Pluto. It's going to be hard.
Brendan Mullen is an astrophysicist and assistant professor of physics at Point Park University.